Welcome to Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast. I'm your host, Francesca Thompson, and this is just a recap of season three. I can't believe this is season three. This episode will mark 37. We're almost coming up on our year anniversary, and I just wanted to kind of give you some quick highlights of season three and the things that we shared and the guests that we had. So I was quite excited about season three. We just had so many wonderful people that shared their stories. And so we started off with Who Is Your Person? That episode is talking about having that buddy at work and having that buddy system and just having someone to go to. And even if they're not at work, someone you can call on, I think is very important. And so in that episode, we talk about why it's important to have a person and the characteristics of that person and how that person helps you to get through your year, especially new teachers. I think it's very important. Then we go to our episode. This says 27, so I hope my numbers are right. I hope I corrected these. It was ChatGPT with Ms. Hash. And she's just like an expert with how to use this tool in the classroom for the benefits of the teacher and the students, right? Not to use it as a tool to cheat or to get over. It's actually a way to enhance the classroom experience. And I was kind of like one of those that wasn't going to have any buy-in to this, but every season I've had someone on to talk about AI, ChatGPT, and you know, the good, bad, and ugly. And so far, it's just not going to go away, guys. So it's just time for us to kind of embrace it and figure out how we're going to do it and get ahead of this thing. And so she gives us a lot of good tips during that episode on what to do. Then you have episode 28, which is self-care in and out of the classroom. Yeah, you can have self-care in the classroom. What does that look like? Like eating your lunch, taking time for yourself, getting to class in the morning, closing your door, having your own little me time, meditating, and then starting your day, right? Having some type of affirmation cards, taking your breaks, going to the restroom when you have to go. We're so bad on that. I know teachers will understand it. No one else will understand it. We just hold ourselves until the end of the day. That is not self-care. So those are the things. And there's just so many other tips in that episode. So check that out. Episode 29 is one of my favorites. It was revisiting Brown v. Board with Attorney Jessica. Yes, it was just so much I learned during that episode about the Brown versus Board of Education. And so if you just and we did that was during Black History Month. And so if you really want to understand that law and what and how it started and the impact it made on children of color, and from an attorney's perspective, please check out that episode. Next, we have Why I Chose Education by Allison Cutter. And this is actually our most popular episode this season, episode 30. She talks about her journey into education. And every season I do this because, you know, education is one that has had its struggles recently. Well, I'm not even going to say recently. It's just had its struggles for recruitment. And so we need more teachers. And so she shares her story of how she came in a non-traditional way and what that journey is like. So definitely check out that episode. Next, this was a fun one, episode 31. It's What's Your Number? Are you ready for retirement? And she, Miss Letitia Smith, really breaks it down. She doesn't hold back. And so she's talking about what we need to do as educators to retire and enjoy retirement and make sure you have your money all the way together. So check out those tips from Ms. Smith and see if you can use those. Episode 32, this was our first male on the show. We've season three, and I was like, we have not had one male. And guess who the male just so happened to be? My husband. Mark Thompson talks to us about healthy lifestyles, healthy eating as an educator, some things that we can do because we are just always, people just love bringing us donuts and pizza and all kinds of candy. It's just not a day that we walk in and there's just not some form of the things that we're not supposed to be eating. Just they're always in our face. And so he gives us some tips on how to take care of that and how to prepare and eat healthy and just have things ready for you at work so that you don't have to fall into those donut traps. Okay. So that one was good. Then we have my favorite teacher. Every season I'm doing a My Favorite Teacher. And this was by Bethany Bogan. She talked about who her favorite teacher was. And once again, this is those stories that I like to share to give people kind of hope, all right? To let teachers know what students actually love about them. And typically it has nothing to do with the lesson. That's why my podcast is everything but the lesson plan. It's how you treated them, how you paid attention to them. And so she shares her story. See, episode 34 is global collaboration projects, and it's things that you can do to just become a global classroom. And I love this. This can kind of shake up what you're doing in the classroom. It can get students engaged with people from another country. There's different projects, there's different ways to connect, even via Zoom. And so if you're interested in something new, something a little different, check out that episode, some tips there. Then we talk about an episode 35, how to land your dream job. And this one is kind of one of those episodes people are like, dream job, really, in education? Yes. Own that experience as an educator. Own your experience as for looking for a job. You don't have to take everything that comes your way. Have a plan. Think about what your, I talk about this in the episode. What is your bare minimum? What are the things that you're like, I can't budge on? And so you go in with that so that you're going to get the offers. But if it's not the right fit, don't take it. Because if you take something that's not the right fit, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be complaining and you're going to make other people miserable. We don't have time for that, right? We need you to come to work and be ready. So that is some tips on how to prepare for a job in education, trying to get something that you like. Then you got episode 36, the evaluation process. Yes, this was our kind of like our last episode. And this was with Dr. Tiffany Burks. It doesn't matter what state, what county, where you at, the evaluation process for teachers sometimes is hard. And sometimes it is just, you just can't understand it. And then you feel like you're being judged. And so Dr. Burks, who is actually a leader at her school, gives us some tips on how to get through that. And she talks about what administrators should do to ease that process. So check that out. That's it for me as far as recap. There's a lot of things that we got coming up. Like I said, our year anniversary is coming up soon. I want to say in season four, we're going to be rolling up into our 1 year anniversary. I got season four all planned out. We got some great speakers that are going to be joining the show. I also have a surprise that will be happening in season four. Hopefully, I'm still working on this on my end. If you are on our social media, you've probably seen snippets of something that we're launching this year. And I'm hoping that it can happen in season four. If not season four, it will definitely happen in season five. And I'll probably make that an episode as well. But just stay connected. Share this podcast with other teachers like. And subscribe is very important. This, you know, I'm trying to do something a little different here. And it's not just about the curriculum and how to teach. It's just something that's just helps us to be better people, better teachers, and how to take care of ourselves. And so that's what this podcast is about. It really is truly to help us to be successful as educators in and out of the classroom. And so the topics that I bring sometimes has nothing to do with the classroom experience. It's about self-care, it's about finances, it's about healthy relationships and boundaries. And season four, you'll hear me talking about travel and what that looks like. So I just love doing this. This is a passion of mine, and I want to share. I've always shared with people ever since I've stepped into education. That is one thing I like to do. I like to research things, I like to try new things, and then I like to tell everybody about it. I am not keeping it all to myself. Everyone can use the resources that I obtain, and I love it. And then I love finding out what you're doing. I'm learning from you as well. So keep sharing. If you know someone who's a good fit and would like to be on the podcast, please email me. That information is also in the show notes. You can always find me on LinkedIn. I'm very heavy on LinkedIn, and you can always message me, connect with me there. I'm always looking for show ideas. Send it in. If it's something that you think I should talk about in the education world or in the personal space, or how teachers can take care of themselves outside of the classroom, just let me know. Hit me up. I'm excited about the things that are happening this year. I got some other things that are going to be rolling out. So definitely connect to our Facebook page, Thrive 12, Instagram, Thrive 12. And you can personally connect to me, Francesca Thompson. I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on TikTok. So definitely connect with me in those areas. Whatever you do, please keep on thriving. Enjoy. I will be out for 3 weeks, enjoying myself, having a little break from the podcast, and getting ready for season four. I have enjoyed all my guests. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Guys, see you in 3 weeks.